The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah captures the dynamic of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah in a very simple saying. The Mishnah on Tazayin and Adav, the Mishnah on 16a Maseches Rosh Hashanah writes that Rosh Hashanah kol ba'ei olam ovrim lefonov kibnei maron. What happens on Rosh Hashanah? All the inhabitants of the world pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibnei maron. That's the term. So the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches on 18a says, "My kibnei maron." What does that phrase mean? So the Gemara gives three different interpretations. Hacha targimo kibnei amarna. So the first interpretation that the Gemara says is kibnei amarna, like sheep. And Rashi HaKadosh explains what does this mean, that when the farmer had a flock of sheep, you had to take maaser behemo, you had to tithe your flock. So how would you tithe your flock? You would put all of the sheep in a pen, you would go ahead and have a very small opening where only one sheep could fit out at a time. You would count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th sheep, the farmer, the shepherd would have a little red paintbrush, he would put a little bit of red on the 10th animal, and you knew that that animal was maaser behemo. That was the tithed animal given over to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, what does it mean that on Rosh Hashanah we go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kibnei amarna, like sheep to be tithed, one sheep at a time. Reish Lakish amar kima'alas beis maron. Reish Lakish says, no, what it means are like the steps of beis maron. Rashi says, Haderech katzar ve'ein shnayim yicholim leilich ze betzad ze sha'emek amok mishnei tzidi haderech. So kibnei maron, malos beis maron, was a staircase, a steep staircase that led to an ascent or into a valley. The idea is the staircase is very narrow, so two people cannot walk on the staircase at the same time. Only one person could walk on the staircase at a time. And Rabbi Huda Bar Shmuel says, Kechayolo shel beis David. Ultimately, again, like the soldiers of David HaMelech. What does it mean, like the soldiers of David HaMelech? He says, Kayumonin osam yotzim ze'achar zeh b'tzei salim l'milchama. David HaMelech's army, King David's army, was so strong, so valiant. Each soldier was so chashev, was such a gavra, was such a warrior in and of itself. So when the soldiers of Beis David, David HaMelech's army would go out, they wouldn't go out like in groups, they'd go out one by one to show the strength of every soldier. So three different opinions as to what it means, kibnei maron. But the common denominator, right? Whether you hold b'nei maron means like sheep going out to be tithed one at a time, kima'alas beis maron, like a steep staircase, a narrow staircase, where only one person could go at a time, or kachayolos beis David, like the soldiers of David HaMelech's army, one soldier at a time. The idea being, one at a time. What's the dynamic of Rosh Hashanah? But Rosh Hashanah kol ba'ei olam ovrim lefanav kibnei maron. Every person comes before the Ribono Shel Olam as an individual. You see, in Yiddishkeit, throughout Judaism, we believe like there's safety in numbers. There's a concept of tefillah b'tzibur, right? Why do we daven? Why do we try to daven with a minyan? We try to daven with a group. Because there's a recognition that I may ask certain things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I may not have the requisite merit to have those things granted. So I daven with a kehila, I daven with a tzibur. This way, if I don't have the requisite merit, my neighbor does. And if so, I could rely on him, he could rely on me. The schus of Ramu, whenever we daven in the plural. Our bakashos, our requests, are always in the plural. Avinu Malkeinu, our father, not Avi Malki, Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king, always in the plural. There's safety in numbers. There's power in numbers. There's greatness in numbers. We have the ability to rely and to lean on one another. Yet when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara tells us, no. But Rosh Hashanah kol ba'ei olam ovrim lefanav kibnei maron. We each come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu one at a time. And I think that sometimes we read this, and sometimes the way it's presented is a way, it's read to like invoke fear. So it's just me and God. But it's not fear. It's incredible joy. The dynamic of Rosh Hashanah is that it is just me and the Ribono Shel Olam. Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his incredible work, Lonely Man of Faith, makes a distinction between being alone and being lonely. Being alone and being lonely. He says being alone is a state of being where there's no one else around me. There's no one else around me. I am, but right now, I'm recording this shir. I am alone in my office. There is no one else here. Lonely, Rabbi Soloveitchik says, is an existential state. A person can be surrounded by people, but yet they feel very lonely. Listen, we all experience this. I'm going through something in life, something's challenging, something's overwhelming, and I might have many wonderful friends, and I might have incredible mishpacha, and I might be surrounded by people day and night. So I'm not alone, but yet I feel incredibly lonely. Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Soloveitchik goes on to explain. He says that he often experiences this loneliness, but that's for a different shir. Rosh Hashanah is a day when we are alone, but not lonely. Rosh Hashanah is the opportunity that I have to be alone with my God, to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch. You know, the rest of the year, to be honest, I don't want to be alone. Meaning, I want to be with the minyan. I want to be with the tzibur. I want to be with the group. I want to be with everyone. I want to be with Klal Yisrael. And Rosh Hashanah is the one day, the 2 days, where I am alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am alone. I'm alone. You know, dear friends, we often don't know what it means to be alone. Because the truth is, in today's day and age, I'm never alone, right? I'm always with Baruch Hashem, my best friend in the whole world, my trusted companion. Of course, I'm referring to my phone. So I'm never alone. Baruch Hashem, it's quiet, or I'm in the elevator and it's awkward and I don't want to talk to anyone. No problem, just take it out. Got it. I could look, I could read, I could email, I could text, I could catch up. I could do anything. I could listen to Rishi Urim. Who amongst us is ever alone? And comes Rosh Hashanah, the entire avoda of Rosh Hashanah, the entire essence is to be alone with your God. So you'll say, what am I going to do? It's 2 days. That's a lot of time being alone. An incredible opportunity to talk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me tell you about my year. You know, it hasn't been easy. There have been a lot of challenges that I've encountered, and a lot of difficulties, and a lot of ups, and a lot of downs, and a lot of peaks and valleys. And I know that you're God, and I know that you see everything, and you know everything. So you don't need me to tell you, but I want to tell you. I want to tell you, you know, it's like the little child who comes home from school, and the child wants to tell, like, the parent says, knew what happened in your day. So the parent knows what happened in the day. Maybe the teacher called, the parent knows the general schedule, and the child then wants to get into all the details. And you know, any parent who's ever had the schus to experience this is like, about 5 minutes into the details, you're like, okay, I'm good. I got the general idea of this. I don't think we need to go into any further detail. But the child wants to keep telling. And my friend did this, and Bracha did this, and Chavi did this, and Chaim Yankel did this, and Ruvain did this, and my Rebbe said this, and my Mora said this, and my teacher said this, and I went on the monkey bars, and I ate the cookies, and I had 2 glasses of juice, and this. All these different kinds of things. Every detail. Do you know what Rosh Hashanah is? Rosh Hashanah is my beloved Father. I have 2 days with you. I'm alone. I'm alone. I'm alone. It's just me. It's just me. And I want to talk to you. I just want to tell you about my life, and I want to tell you about the good things, I want to tell you about the challenging things, and I want to ask for your help with my challenges. And I want to ask you to give me brachas. And I want to apologize for the things that I've done wrong. I want to apologize for the fact that sometimes I feel like you give me so much that I don't always reciprocate in the right way. And I want to apologize that there are things that I said I promised you last year, that there were things that I was going to do, but I didn't do them. But I just want to talk with you. I just want to be with you. The Rosh Hashanah Kol Ba'ei Olam Ovrim Lefanav Kipnei Maron is a gift. Too often those words are presented to us like, oh, each of us comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu one at a time, almost waiting for the divine slap of retribution to hit us across the face. The Rebbe Shem loves us. He loves us. And He loves us more than we could ever imagine. He loves us more than we love our own children. He loves us more than we love ourselves. And He eagerly anticipates and pines for these 2 days. Because when else does our Father get our undivided attention? And this is the power of Rosh Hashanah. Just to be alone with your God. To spend time with Him. And I know this Rosh Hashanah is very different. Because the truth is, there are many within our community who are mamish going to be spending Rosh Hashanah alone. There are many children throughout our community, young men and young women, who, because of different exposures, are going to be quarantined at home for Rosh Hashanah. And as a result, there are many mishpachos, many families, who are going to be home for Rosh Hashanah. They're going to be home. And you know, a lot of times the reaction to this, of course, is, oy, How could I not have Rosh Hashanah with my family, with my shul? How am I going to miss? And the doctors and the nurses in our community, I know, are getting swamped by calls, trying to find a heter for this or a heter for that. I'm 10 days, I'm 12 days, I've had 22 negative tests. I said extra capital of Tehillim, a whole variety of different things. Oh, cheshbonus. Quarantine is quarantine. And it is in your best interest and the community's best interest that you observe that quarantine in the appropriate way. Don't cut corners with your own health, and don't cut corners with communal health. But dear friends, what I want to tell you is as follows. If you are going to be home for Rosh Hashanah, understand that it is a gift. I know you think I'm crazy. I know it's not a gift of your own choosing. It's not the way you would have chosen to celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Of course, Rosh Hashanah means I go out, and I go out, I'm part of the Kehillah, I hear the shofar, I hear the drushas, I hear the davening, I hear the nigunim, I hear all of the voices in unison, but that is not the essence of Rosh Hashanah. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is kol ba'ei olam ovrim lefan of kibnei maron. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is two entities, two people, two things, me and the Ribono Shel Olam. That's it. Everything else is an accessory. Everything else is an accoutrement. Everything else is an add-on. Of course, there are halachic obligations of the day that can only be fulfilled with a tzibur, with a minyan. Of course, the kiyas shofar. But you want to know what the essence of Rosh Hashanah is? Just you and the Ribono Shel Olam. So to our dear precious students and to those mishpachos who are going to be quarantined for Rosh Hashanah, please know, you don't think of this as a yomtiv that you are missing out. I've heard it too many times where people say, oh, all right, this yomtiv will be what it'll be, but Emirat Hashem next year. Next year, no, not next year, this year. You are quarantined not just with your family. You're quarantined not just with your immediate circle. You are quarantined with the Ribono Shel Olam. Because wherever you are, He comes to spend 2 days with you. And is there any greater schus in this world than being quarantined with the Melech Malchei Hamelachim, with the King of Kings, with the Ribono Shel Olam? So do not give up on your Rosh Hashanah. Do not give up on having a magnificent Yom Tov experience. If you're going to be home with your family, work hard to make this Yom Tov something magnificent and meaningful for your children. And if you're going to be home by yourself, use this as an opportunity not to feel lonely, but to be alone with your God. This is a Mishuna Dikayir, as they say, something out of the norm, something none of us could ever expected. And who would have ever thought that we're having a Rosh Hashanah, where at least in our community, so many people, so many young people, high school students, elementary school students, are going to be home for Rosh Hashanah. Seeing the children in shul is usually part of the highlight of Yom Tov. But if you are going to be home, I just have one request. Don't go into this Yom Tov tzibrachin, broken, sad and depressed. Don't go into this Yom Tov pining and yearning for the way Yom Tov should have been. Embrace what is. Maximize what is. And know that even if you're going to spend this Yom Tov at home, this is not a biddy of a Yom Tov. This is not, no, I'll make the best of it that I can. This is a lechatchil Yom Tov. Because maybe you're going to experience for the first time in your life what Rosh Hashanah is actually about. Kol ba'ei olam ovrim lefan of kibnei maron. Just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maximize that experience. Embrace that experience. Rejoice in that experience, for that is the experience that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have over this Yom Tov. So whether you are going to be in shul or whether you're going to be at home, let us hope that we each find the strength and the wisdom to maximize these days, to be alone with our God, to be alone with ourselves, to have the conversations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we've been needing to have for a very long time, to speak about with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about all the different things that are going on in our life, to apologize for the things that have gone wrong, and to make the promises and commitments for the things that are going to go right, that I'm going to do. And in that zechus, S'chus of all of us maximizing our time alone with the Ribbono Shel Olam. May we all together with our families be inscribed for a ksiva v'chasima tova, a year filled with health for our community, for our people, for the world, a year filled with incredible bracha, incredible simcha, a year when we can be together, a year when we can rejoice together, a year when we can celebrate our milestones together. But Amir Tzashem, maybe, if each of us use our alone time correctly with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we each beg him enough, beg him with all of our heart and all of our soul, to finally bring the Mashiach, to finally bring Geula, to finally rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, maybe Tavshin Pei Aleph, maybe 5781 will be the year where we will finally all be together, all of Am Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, with Moshiach, with the Beis HaMikdash, Mi Rabbi Amenu, Amen.